Abigail Adams by Woody Halton. Narrated by Cassandra Campbell. Copyright 2009 by Woody Halton. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Simon & Schuster Incorporated and was produced in the year 2009 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Introduction. On an unusually warm morning in the middle of January 1816, 71-year-old Abigail Adams, racked with pain and convinced she was dying, sat down to write her will. For Adams, scratching out this four-page document was, for one simple reason, an act of rebellion. The reason was that Adams's husband John, the former president, was still alive. Throughout Abigail's lifetime, which despite her apprehensions that January morning would continue into the fall of 1818, every wife in America was a femme couverte, a covered woman. The husband and wife are one person in law, the English legal theorist William Blackstone had explained back in 1765. That is, the very being or legal existence of the woman is suspended during the marriage. The most tangible manifestation of this legal coverture was, as Adams complained to her husband in 1782, that married women's property was subject to the control and disposal of our partners, to whom the laws have given a sovereign authority. Husbands assumed complete authority over their wives' real estate, land and buildings. And if a married woman brought to her marriage, or later acquired personal property, which consisted of everything except real estate,